Alongside the incomparable Tony Pauline, I'm Bo Wolf for PhiladelphiaEagles.com, taking a look now at the one-on-one action for the North team at Wednesday's practice between the offensive line and defensive line. And Tony, some interesting players here. Let's start with Danny Shelton there on the nose from Washington, a potential first-round pick going up against Chris Jaspers from Marshall.
And Shelton easily overmatches Jaspers, just pushing him back off the line of scrimmage. Shelton has struggled in the early going. He looks a little bit gassed. You see the coach there talking about using his hands rather than just putting his head down and bull rushing up the field. Wants to use a rip technique.
Now we've got Carl Davis from Iowa, another potential first-round pick, one of the better players here this week, as he overpowers Lakin Tomlinson from Duke.
And Tomlinson's played pretty well the past day and a half thus far. Good technique, stayed square, got leverage, but, you know, as you said, Davis is just an overpowering force and pushed him back off the line of scrimmage into the pocket.
Left end, right tackle matchup here looks like Deion Barnes from Penn State as he gets pancaked there by T.J. Clemmings, another potential first-round pick from Pitt, who, in your eyes at least, struggled yesterday, but good power there.
Yeah, violent hand punch. He should overmatch Deion Barnes. I mean, Barnes is what probably going to be a last-day pick, maybe middle round at best, and has struggled the past 2 days to going at it again. Barnes, a nice inside move there. You got to like the way Barnes came back, slid inside of him. Clemmings was unable to adjust, and very inconsistent. You know, I think the thing is, you heard all these great things about Clemmings coming in, potential mid-first-round pick, and we've yet to see them.
All right, Ty Montgomery now. Oh, I guess not. Looks like Za'Darius Smith from Kentucky. That's 94 as he swims right past the big man from Florida.
Trenton Brown. Yeah, the biggest guy here. And Smith using his quickness and his mobility to get past Brown, who was slowly going back to the huddle.
I like this matchup here. That was Ali Marpet from Hobart as Ty Montgomery, the big, long-armed defensive lineman from Stanford.
It's actually Henry Anderson. Ty Montgomery is the receiver. But what Marpet did is he ducked his head, and Anderson just pushed him aside. Here we got Shelton again against Marcus Garcia. Shelton looks like he's getting it back in gear, getting that power going, an explosion. He plays with that nastiness. Max Garcia, who's played relatively well the past couple days, just got overmatched there.
Robert Myers from Tennessee State at right guard now, going up against Marcus Hardison from Arizona State.
Now, Hardison is sort of an unknown, but a sleeper. He's a guy who can play defensive tackle, can play in a defensive end in a three-man front. He's explosive, very raw. Junior college transfer who really improved his game. Guy that's going to surprise on draft day.
That's the big man Rob Havenstein from Wisconsin going up against Nate Orchard from Utah.
Overmatches Orchard with his size and used it just there, just stayed square and basically sealed him from the action, blocked down on him. Got to give Orchard credit. Kept coming, but it's just a size mismatch.
Penn State on Penn State action here. Donovan Smith against Deion Barnes.
Like to see Smith be a bit more aggressive, but he's able to slide his feet, gets his hands into Barnes, and game over for Barnes. He's easily neutralized at the point of attack.
That's Jameel Douglas, the offensive lineman from Arizona State, going up against Louis Trinkapasat from Iowa.
Yeah, second time for these two. Douglas won the last battle. I think Trinkapasat won this one. They're going at it pretty good. Both guys, I think, are late-round picks.
And you see the quickness there, the violent hands from Carl Davis as he goes right past Jaspers.
And the thing about Davis is he's not a one-trick pony. He can use his power to bull rush guys off the line, as we saw before. Right there, you see the hand movement, the quickness, the explosion. Davis has definitely improved his draft stock the past 2 days.
Shelton this time not coming off the nose, coming a little further to the outside, and you see the power there against Lakin Tomlinson.
Great power, but what you want to see him, and you see the coach talking to him, he's got to use his hands because you're not going to be able to get away with that on Sunday. The guy you're playing opposite is going to be just as big and just as strong as you.
Henry Anderson there against Trenton Brown.
And you see when Trenton Brown gets his hands into opponents, he's able to knock them from the angle of attack with just violent punch because he's that much bigger and stronger than everyone here. He's got to consistently play with proper fundamentals. I sound redundant, but that's what it's got to happen.
All right, we get a look now at Clemmings at left tackle. Of course, played right tackle during the season, a former defensive lineman, so he's sort of new to the position, and he does get beat there by Orchard.
Started good for Clemmings, but he wasn't able to finish. Didn't use the angle well, didn't use the body positioning. pitching well. The thing that surprises me about Clemmings is I see a lot of stiffness, which doesn't show up on film, but he struggles to adjust, and he got destroyed by Orchard there.
Ali Marpet, solid job there against Trinco-Passat. Let's do one more here. Let's take one more look at Shelton as he goes against Max Garcia from Florida.
Garcia doing a good job there. Garcia has had two good days of practice at the center position. And again, you know, if you get a guy who gets leverage on Shelton and is able to stay square, he's going to neutralize him because Shelton's not using his hands well.
As Robert Myers from Tennessee State finishes it off with a nice job against Marcus Harnison. That'll close it out for the look at the one-on-ones, offensive line, defensive line, the North team here Wednesday at the Senior Bowl. For Tony Pauline of DraftInsider.net, I'm Bo Wolf for PhiladelphiaEagles.com.